This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And you're entitled to call us. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question about medicine or nutrition. Anything goes. You can come directly in the doctor's office by dialing 877-726-8255. And we got a whole lot to talk about today. We're going to talk a little bit about chocolate, one of my favorite subjects. Also about some of the problems with infant food, and lots of information about the vaccine for shingles. There's some bad news about the vaccine that has been offered for the past few years. Our number, 877-726-8255, and we'll take your calls momentarily. It's a beautiful day here in New York. Finally, we're out of the deep freeze, and I'm commemorating the fact by taking some glorious morning runs, part of my weekend tradition right before a broadcast, weather permitting. I'm able to run outside by the East River, which is a beautiful vista. You can see downtown Manhattan and the Williamsburg Bridge and Brooklyn in the background, and sometimes on a beautiful morning like this, the mist is rising off the East River, and it's a great way to start the morning and get me ready to relax and share information with you. I can't think of a better place to be than right here behind this very microphone. It's quite a privilege to be able to share with you. And here's a story that I think is of great importance, and it has to do with America's favorite painkiller, which is ibuprofen, otherwise known as Motrin. This is a medication that a lot of people take for pain, and it can be effective. I personally can't take it because I immediately get heartburn. And I don't usually get heartburn, but as soon as I take even one ibuprofen, it strips away the lining of my esophagus, and I get serious heartburn. So I'm not even tempted to use it anymore. There's some problems with ibuprofen. Ibuprofen can do worse than give you a case of heartburn. It can actually give you a bleeding ulcer. And literally thousands of patients go to emergency rooms every year because of ulcers caused by this category of medication, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. They can also raise blood pressure. They can also cause loss of kidney function. And I once saw a patient who was on dialysis merely because she took regular doses of ibuprofen. That was all she did, even just following the instructions. She didn't overdose, but it caused her to have kidney failure requiring dialysis. And many athletes, however, turn to ibuprofen, particularly as you get older, because you get sore. And I've talked to some, especially older athletes, who boast they figured out a way to run through the pain, because pain in knees, hips, feet, lower back can sometimes limit your running and athletic performance. And so they've hit upon the solution of taking a couple of ibuprofens or Motrins before pain, you may further damage your joints. Masking the pain is not a good idea. It's not no pain, no gain. It's please pay attention to your pain because it's your body's signal that you may be pushing the envelope. But this is a fascinating new article and new angle on the downsides of ibuprofen, perhaps one of America's favorite over-the-counter medications. And frankly, I was kind of surprised to read this, and it hasn't made a big splash in the press, but it should. The authors of the study say, in this context, the use of ibuprofen is particularly troubling because of its increasing use in the general population and its particular use by elite athletes. So what does it do? Well, in the article they say that concern has been raised over increased male reproductive disorders in the Western world. The problem is that the quality of sperm is declining, and more men are experiencing low T, low levels of testosterone, which can lead to cardiovascular problems, metabolic problems, susceptibility to obesity and diabetes. And so they say that several studies have shown that mild analgesics, and they include here also Tylenol among these, that exposure during fetal life is associated with anti-androgenic effects. That means it blocks testosterone and can cause congenital malformations. But effects on the adult male remain largely unknown. And so they did a clinical trial with young men exposed to ibuprofen. And they say, quote, "We show that this painkiller resulted in the clinical condition named compensated hypogonadism. Translation, low testosterone, a condition prevalent among elderly men and associated with reproductive and physical disorders. Our data demonstrate that ibuprofen alters the endocrine system via suppression of the cells in the human testes, thereby inducing hypogonadism." So, are you any less of a man if you take ibuprofen before your athletic endeavors or on a regular basis? And the answer, according to the study, is quite possibly yes. And that is a very, very serious concern. And here's a companion article, just also out this week. Painkillers in pregnancy may affect fertility of offspring. That's weird. Well, it kind of goes with the previous story, because if you suppress the activity of the testes, especially in a male child, maybe exposure via the mom in utero can suppress the production of testosterone and may have long-term effects. So they say, in tissue samples taken from fetuses during the first trimester, exposed to doses of either Tylenol for 7 days or ibuprofen, there was evidence of damage to the human fetal testes, and there was also damage in human fetal ovaries. They said that even a single day of exposure to acetaminophen resulted in a 22% reduction in total germ cell number. Germ cells are the cells that ultimately can... It's interesting because these germ cells that develop while you're in utero have a long-term impact because they live well into your adult life and provide you with generation of sperm. And so the same effect, they say, was observed in animal models. There was reduction in fertility after exposure to both Tylenol and ibuprofen. And boy, oh boy, that's a cautionary note for women who, you know, frequently women who are pregnant, they experience pain, they take something mild. I mean, of course, they're not going to take some heavy-duty prescription drug. They know better than that. But, you know, go to any pharmacy, any drugstore, any gas station, and you can pick up some packets of Tylenol or Motrin. And unfortunately, that may have long-term impacts on the fertility of your offspring 20 years or more hence. Fascinating studies that suggest that maybe, just maybe, we should be looking for more natural ways to prevent and alleviate painful conditions. Our number, 877-726-8255, and momentarily we'll take some of your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and you can call us 877-726-8255. And we got a call from Fred in Seaford, New York. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Dr. Hoffman, I developed a deep vein thrombosis and was put on an anticoagulant. I'm just wondering if there's any foods or nutrients that I can take to reduce the blood clot or eliminate it without affecting the anticoagulant.
Okay. You know, give us the circumstances. How did you notice that you had a DVT, as it's called, a deep vein thrombosis?
I had a pain in my calf, and I've studied deep vein thrombosis, so I knew that I had it, and I went to the doctor, and we did a Doppler, and sure enough, I had a clot there.
Okay.
It was developed when I came out of the hospital.
Oh, okay. So you'd had an operation. You'd been
no,
I had some problems
with a cellulitis.
Okay, so that, you know, sometimes it's actually hard to distinguish between cellulitis and a blood clot, because in both cases your leg, especially around the calf, can become painful and swollen and red. And, you know, is it an infection? Is it a blood clot? Or is it both? You know, certainly when there's infection, there's stasis of blood. The blood, you know,
yes,
swelling prevents the blood from circulating back up through the venous system, and you can get a blood clot. So, all right. You're on the blood thinner. Which blood thinner are you on?
Xarelto.
Xarelto. Okay,
20 milligrams.
It's a non-Coumadin blood thinner, so there's no concern
exactly
about vitamin K. And you need to stay on that for a while, and eventually they'll wean you off of that, hopefully. Maybe you'll just end up on an aspirin. Okay, some things that would be helpful. Let's talk about pycnogenol. Pycnogenol is wonderful for reducing swelling. And actually, in some studies, it's been shown to prevent deep vein thromboses in long-distance airline passengers. You know, typical setting for getting a DVT, you sit and you sit and you sit. That's why they give you a lot of hydration, tell you to walk around in the cabin when you're flying to, say, Melbourne, Australia, or to Beijing, because it's a setup for getting a blood clot, especially if you're older. So pycnogenol, I would recommend. I would also suggest that you take something with bromelain. Bromelain also reduces swelling. And there's a nice product called Wobenzyme, which has proteolytic enzymes. They sort of digest away the blood clot. It's a little bit of an oversimplification, but that's actually what how they work. They're often used for sports injuries, but they're really ideal for DVTs. When you take Wobenzyme, you want to take about three or four times daily away from meals. That's the most effective dose. You know, also consider natokinase. Natokinase is something that, it's not so much of a blood thinner, but it actually, works on dissolving the clot. Let's put it that way. When stroke victims receive, thrombolysis, they get streptokinase, or they used to anyway. It's a clot buster. So natokinase is kind of an oral clot buster. And I actually love to treat DVT patients because sometimes after a DVT, you know, it persists and persists and it becomes kind of an Achilles heel. It's an area where blood clots can tend to reform and you still have pain and soreness and you can't shake it. But when you use these types of protocols, you often recover completely, and subsequent Dopplers show, you know, circulation is perfectly restored. So I would recommend that you follow those that protocol. I find that, you know, that combination of nutrients particularly helpful. You know, take some fish oil too, will not dangerously thin your blood. You're already taking a blood thinner, but the fish oil can be a good add-on. All right, let me share with you some exciting news about a natural way to deal with high blood pressure. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later in today's program. We've got a special segment devoted to discussion of the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And there are numerous studies, at least 22 of them, that confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. That might be just what you need to reduce your dependency on blood pressure medications, lower your meds, or even get off them completely. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or orderzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus. Find it at orderzona.com. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you as we are each weekend. And we are going to talk about a natural way to deal with pain. You know, I've kind of left you hanging because we're talking about ibuprofen and its downsides. Well, what are some of the alternatives? We'll share that with you in just a moment. But 877-726-8255 is our number. We got a call from Pat in Westchester, New York. How are you, Pat?
Very good, Doc. So, how you doing?
Good. Very well, thank you.
You want my question?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
I have a lot of inflammation. I have interstitial cystitis, prostatitis, and I have a lot of pain. It's very hard to urinate, and recently I got what my primary care physician thought was an infection, eventually went to a vascular surgeon. He says it's a phlebitis, I guess, of the vein, mm-hmm. and I have two of them on my right calf, and so now he says, you know, don't eat fatty food, and he says the pulse in my foot is some of it's missing in my feet. So
that nutritional advice is pretty anachronistic. You know, outmoded nutritional advice from when this guy went to med school and got about 2 minutes of nutrition instruction, and the idea being that fat clogs your arteries, you know, gunks up your arteries, like, you know, if you put bacon grease down your sink. But that's not really how it works. You know, you've got a lot of itises, so you are inflamed in, you know, several sites in your body. So when it comes to diet, what we want is to deflame you, right?
So low-fat foods like white meat chicken breaded with steamed vegetables and brown rice boiled kill me. I have so much bladder pain. Better.
Yeah, I would imagine. Well, okay, so the first problem is that, you know, there's several ways that food can create inflammation. And I recently did, well, it was probably last summer, that I did a podcast with Dr. David Seaman, who is actually the originator of the concept of an anti-inflammatory diet. He wrote a book called The Deflame Diet, which I recommend. And, you know, what are some of the ways in which food can create inflammation? Well, first of all, if you eat food that is bereft of nutritional value, you know, highly processed food, you're going to have more inflammation because you want those nutrients to combat inflammation. In addition, if your food is very low fat, you might not be getting any of the beneficial fats. You know, the fats that you get from oily fish, EPA and DHA have an anti-inflammatory effect. And so, actually, you want the beneficial fats, and you want fat from olive oil, which is wonderfully anti-inflammatory. So going on an ultra-low-fat diet isn't going to work. And then when you bread your chicken cutlet, you're introducing gluten, which for many people is a pro-inflammatory food. So many people do well with gluten elimination, or even going beyond that, a paleo diet, which eliminates grains altogether. I think paleo diet is a very plausible way to deal with bodily inflammation. There are also some benefits of the Mediterranean diet, which is not necessarily grain-free, but the Mediterranean diet is rich in polyphenols from fresh fruits and vegetables, foods like nuts, wine, coffee, tea. These are rich in polyphenols that have an anti-inflammatory effect. So, you know, if you want a general anti-inflammatory protocol, get the Deflame diet, or look at some of the popular paleo diets like the Whole 30 diet. Give that a try. The idea being is you do it for 30 days and see how you feel. And I think gradually you bring down your inflammation. You know, of course, there are other anti-inflammatory nutrients. Taking additional fish oil is beneficial. Taking curcumin is beneficial. But you may have some specific food intolerances that need to be identified because they may be triggers for your body-wide inflammation, because it seems to be affecting not just, you know, your urinary tract, but it's kind of through and through at this point. And, you know, giving you some old-fashioned advice about the low-fat diet, that's not going to cut it. And you're discovering that when you attempt to follow it. All right. This item I want to share with you because, you know, I talked about the negative effects of taking the popular anti-inflammatory drug Motrin or ibuprofen. It's an NSAID. That's a category of medication that includes a lot of other prescription medications, including one called diclofenac sodium. That's a powerful prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. Well, here's a study in which 45 patients who had a tooth pulled, a molar, were randomly assigned to receive either this powerful non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, diclofenac sodium, 4 times a day, or bromelain. Bromelain, given 4 times a day, versus the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And what they found is that there was a comparable reduction in pain with either of these. Nice thing about bromelain, it doesn't lower your testosterone, it doesn't give you bleeding ulcers. Research has shown that giving bromelain promotes healing and decreases recovery time after various types of soft tissue injury or surgery. It's often used by plastic surgeons in the aftermath of surgery to reduce swelling and to promote healing. So a very cool study suggesting that pain relief comparable with bromelain versus prescription over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit about what I consider one of the most exciting breakthroughs in the treatment of hypertension. Stay tuned. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And now for something completely different because I'm going to introduce a guest, Dr. Stephen Helshine, who's founder of Level One Diagnostics. That's an outfit that does a very, very sophisticated cardiovascular testing from a preventive standpoint. And Dr. Helshine has appeared on one of our Intelligent Medicine podcasts to tell us about the Zona Plus, which I consider one of the most exciting innovations in natural treatment of high blood pressure. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. So, well, first of all, how did you get onto this? I know that you do a lot of research on cardiovascular prevention. You're an expert in that field. What brought this device to your attention?
So I was reading the NASA and the McMaster's University study many, many years ago about the way they were getting people who were in planes, pilots in the Air Force, not to black out when they went so fast from takeoff. And what they were doing is they were doing a grip strength exercise program to push more blood up to the brain. And McMaster's University in Canada took that information and started studying it. And then we got some squeeze balls and we're trying it with patients. And it wasn't really cutting it. I didn't understand why. The research was out there, but it wasn't cutting it. We would get it maybe a 3% reduction in blood pressure. And then I started hearing about some people that were taking the research and putting together a grip strength device, to do grip strength exercise program. And lo and behold, that was the magic bullet. We got hold of a couple of them, started working with patients, and lo and behold, we found out that we were seeing 15, 20%, just wonderful reductions in blood pressure. So, I've been a guru for them, or a follower for them ever since.
And so what's the process actually like? What does it entail from the patient's standpoint? You know, how long are the sessions? What does it feel like? How long do you have to do it to see results?
So those are all great questions. The program is really simple. Anybody can do it, or just about anybody can do it. You start by squeezing the Zona Plus with your right hand and then your left hand as hard as you can for about 2 seconds. And what that does is it helps the Zona calculate what your grip strength is going to be like. And then it sets up a program where for about 8 minutes a day, you're squeezing, relaxing, squeezing, relaxing, and it's a paced program. So the device really tells you when to squeeze and when to relax, and it tells you when to switch hands. So you're doing both right and left hand, and the session takes less than 10 minutes a day.
And so how long do you need to do this before you start seeing tangible results?
I always tell patients to give it a month, but we really see tangible results in a week or two. Patients come in, they get their blood pressure rechecked, and we can pat them on the back and say, you're doing great. And before we hang up today, I really want to go through what it does, because it's not just blood pressure, but since blood pressure is so important, I'd like to stick with that right now, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Let's go there, because if it's improving blood pressure, is it doing anything else to, say, strengthen the heart or improve circulation in general?
Most people don't understand the problems with hypertension or high blood pressure, Dr. Hoffman. It's amazing when we saw patients and asked them, explain to us what high blood pressure does and how you know if you have it. They all thought that, they might have symptoms. And many times hypertension or high blood pressure is called the silent killer, because most people don't know that they have hypertension until they're checked. And the way you check is with a blood pressure cuff and something to listen to when the beat comes on and when the beat goes away and when it comes back on. So most people don't know, and that's why I always tell patients, if you ever go to a doctor of any kind and he or she doesn't check your blood pressure, find another doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So hypertension, there are some symptoms people can have occasionally, like dizziness, ringing in the ear, blurred vision or dim vision, fatigue, feeling an irregular heartbeat.
Possibly a dull headache. Many patients tell me there's sort of like a tension headache sometimes, and then they know their blood pressure is high when they check.
We had an interesting 2 cases in which one came in because of impotence, and the other came in because of nosebleeds. And both of them were related to hypertension, and both of them responded very well to a 2-month program of grip strength training using the Zona Plus.
Mm-hmm. So one question that comes up is, you know, let's say someone's got arthritis of the hands, you know, they have limited grip strength. So they're saying, well, this isn't for me because my hand hurts, you know, when I pick up a cast iron pan. Does that preclude the use of the Zona Plus?
Well, when I first said it's for everyone, and then I amended it to say almost everyone, there are certain people with hand problems that cannot use the Zona in both hands. Sometimes they can only use it in one, and that still is going to help them. But most of the time, doing a grip strength exercise program will help arthritis. Arthritis is inflammation. Itis means inflammation. Arth means joint. It's inflammation in a joint. And by exercising the joint, you're increasing blood flow to that area. Most people don't realize that we can live a month without food, a week without water. We can only live 3 minutes without oxygen. And the carrier for oxygen is the circulatory system. So sometimes because of inflammation, we're not getting enough oxygen to that area. And by doing grip strength exercise, we can bring more oxygen to that area. And if you combine that with a anti-inflammation diet and drinking enough good quality water, you can resolve a lot of inflammation problems that you have.
Indeed. What do you think is going on when, you know, simple grip exercises help to lower blood pressure? I mean, I've heard it theorized that this is some form of meditation, but that's not really what it is, right?
It's not really what it is. And while focus and concentration and meditation are wonderful, the other thing we want to do for all total health is increase a signal chemical in the body called nitric oxide.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look at high blood pressure, we're looking at damage to organs, damage to the arteries. Most people don't understand that when you have hypertension, it will damage the arteries. And heart failure and stroke are four of the things that hypertension can lead to, among others, like cognitive impairment or chronic high blood pressure can impair your ability to think or remember. Sorry, I think I'm having that problem right now, trying to get the words out about it. But
maybe you should be using the grip device while you're talking. You know, put that away, and then you know, don't worry about it. I just might mention that as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, we've set it up so that the Zona Plus folks can offer you $50 off and free shipping. If you use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout, and the website is orderzona.com for full credit on that offer. Concern too is, let's say you're taking blood pressure medication already. Can you still reduce your dependency on blood pressure medication? Or, I mean, maybe is there a concern that maybe you'll lower your blood pressure too much?
There's no concern you'll lower your blood pressure too much. The concern is that as a medication, there are side effects. And it's a good idea, and there are costs associated with drugs. So it's a great idea that if you do a grip strength program using the Zona, you monitor your blood pressure during the whole time. And I recommend that you see your doctor regularly who prescribed the Zona for you if one was, mm-hmm. It's not a prescription, but if one of your doctors said you should be using this, then go back and get your blood pressure checked, because we've had numbers and numbers of patients that have come off their blood pressure medication.
And even if you can't come off, you know, I've had a few patients who've used it and maybe they're disappointed they can't completely off, but hey, it's great if you can reduce your dosage or if you can go from three medications to one. You know, that's great in and of itself. Some people, it's limited, you know, how much you can lower your blood pressure, even with the best intentions. So, yeah.
So, Dr. Hoffman, we've taken patients in which we just had them do the Zona, and again, we got a 15% reduction in their blood pressure. But then we took a group of patients in which we supplemented them with magnesium and potassium and put them on a DASH diet or whatever diet you recommend. We were using DASH for hypertension, and we got them onto a walking program and drinking enough water. And those patients were able to come off their blood pressure medication at a much higher rate than the ones who just did the Zona alone. Mm-hmm. All of the Zona patients were able to reduce their blood pressure or come off of it, the medication.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm very impressed with it. And look, I mean, anything we can do to stem the tide of problems associated with hypertension, not just stroke, because even short of a stroke, you can have cognitive impairment, you can have an enlarged heart, and a lot of people are walking around, with inadequately treated blood pressure. So Zona Plus, you can find it at orderzona.com, special offer. Just dial in the code word Hoffman. Thank you, Steve Helshein, for joining us.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.